think a basic acknowledgement from government that, yes, do you know what? We did set it up with the best will in the world. We did set it up to help families. And yes, we are helping 124,000, as you tell us ad nauseam. But it is the 6,000 that have been discommoded. And whether it was your fault, an official's fault, or Buzz Aaron's fault, that failure needs to be acknowledged. We don't need to be constantly told how great things are because we're in the help business in politics, as you know, Minister. We're not here to slap each other on the back. We're here to identify problems and seek solutions.
I think we must be clear. I have acknowledged that there are opportunities to do things...
Not enough, Minister. Quite frankly, not enough.
I think I should be afforded the opportunity to make a reply here.
You have done the same reply 50 times.
Let the Minister a brief reply.
I think, right, even before this, that I have made the very clear assertion that there is an opportunity to do things differently in terms of school transport. It is for that reason we have the review. Secondly, in terms of announcing a cost of living measure, it was not possible to change criteria in the last number of weeks. It wouldn't have been fair to everybody who meets the criteria. So what we have done is made provision for those who have met the criteria. That's fair. That is fair. I do not take from the fact that there are some who are concessionaries and have not received, were concessionaries in the past and have not received tickets this year, despite the fact that there has been an increase of one third in those receiving concessionary tickets.
We know about the increase, but we also have 6,000 freeloaders, like the chairman has mentioned, who hoovered up the spaces because they might need it and should be nice to have it. And we didn't deal with that. And even now, Minister, with respect to you, and I know you a long time, there's no humility here. There's a look at the great job we're doing and you should be happy with it.